May the Lord help us to commence by singing part of hymn number 590. We'll omit verses 3, 4, and 6. Hymn 590, singing verses 1, 2, 5, and then 7 to the end. Now for a song of praise to our Redeemer God, whose glorious works and ways proclaim his love abroad. Ye prodigals, lift up your voice, and let us all in him rejoice. Hymn 590, omitting verses 3, 4, and 6.
Oh, praise. God be pleased to bless his word as we read it together. Let us turn to the book of Joshua and read chapter 23. The book of Joshua and reading chapter 23. And it came to pass a long time after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel, and for their elders, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age, and ye have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he that hath fought for you. Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain, to be an inheritance for your tribes from Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off even unto the great sea westward. And the Lord your God, he shall expel them from before you and drive them from out of your sight, and ye shall possess their land, as the Lord your God hath promised unto you. Be therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them, but cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day. For the Lord hath driven out from before you great nations and strong, but as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. Else, if ye do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you, know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which the Lord your God hath given you. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Therefore, it shall come to pass that as all good things are come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, So shall the Lord bring upon you all evil things, until he have destroyed you from off this good land, which the Lord your God hath given you. When ye have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods, and bowed yourselves to them, then shall the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and you shall perish quickly from off the good land which he hath given unto you. May God instruct us from his holy word, and help us now to come and call upon his name in prayer. Let us all pray. Almighty, ever gracious and most merciful Lord God, do grant that we may be thankful for another occasion of being able to gather together to worship the Lord. And gracious God, we do pray that it may be that our hearts are found today in tune with the things of God. And Lord, that we may be willing worshippers. And Lord, we may be those who truly seek the face of our God. And Lord, we pray therefore that thou wilt be gracious to us. And come, Lord, and meet with us. And come and dwell with us. And come and touch our hearts. And come and deliver us from a wandering mind. And come and grant that the Saviour may be lifted up. And come and grant that we may be drawn unto thee. And so, gracious God, do grant that we may unite together in prayer for these requests. Lord, we come confessing our sins. Lord, how great they are. And yet, Lord, we're thankful for that word which is so encouraging. If we confess our sins, thou art faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, grant us then that true spirit of prayer, of confession. Lord, how easy it is just to mouth words. But Lord, how needful it is that our hearts may go with the words we say. And so, Lord, we come this morning thankful for the privilege we have of being able to come together in thy name to worship the Lord God. And we pray, Lord, it may be that we have a true desire to worship God today. And then, Lord, do come and visit our souls with thy salvation. Lord, let it not be a barren day in the experience of our souls. Let it not be a day enumerated as a famine of the hearing of the word. But Lord, may it be a day of blessing for our souls. And so, Lord, we pray that we may each be found joining together in prayer to this end, that thou wilt graciously condescend to come amongst us, and Lord, to reveal thyself unto us as thou dost not unto the world. O Lord, come and say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Gracious God, we pray then, there may be that true turning unto thee, Lord, we've sung together of that account of that prodigal son who desired to satisfy himself with all the vanities of this world. And yet, Lord, how he found there was nothing of any value. And Lord, he had to come to that time when they brought him to his senses. And Lord, he looked again to his Father's house. We pray, Lord, we may know what it is today to be found spiritually looking again to our Father's house. Lord, perhaps we wandered away, perhaps in spirit, Lord, perhaps not physically, but Lord, perhaps in spirit. And Lord, our minds have been immersed in the poor things of time. But Lord, may it be that thy gracious Spirit has come upon us and given us that desire to return to our Father's house. And so we pray, Lord, it may be a time today where thou wilt come therefore and receive us unto thyself. And Lord, give us cause to stand amazed at thy love and mercy. Amazed at thy favour. To realise, Lord, how undeserving we are. And yet, Lord, to truly come and rejoice in the goodness of the Lord. And so, Lord, we pray today, it may be a day wherein we may be blessed with that true spirit of worship. Lord, to come and therefore worship in spirit and in truth. Lord, may thy name be lifted up. Lord, may thy name be honoured and glorified. And Lord, may our souls be truly blessed. Lord, may it not just be a day of going through a performance of a religious act, but yet, Lord, no effect upon our hearts. Come, gracious Spirit, we pray, with thy all-quickening power, and Lord, enter into our hearts. And Lord, abide with us. And turn us, Lord, unto thyself. Lord, we know it's true. Turn us, and we shall be turned. Lord, how we need then the blessed power of the Holy Spirit to come upon us. Lord, in whatever state we are, Lord, bless our souls today and give us much cause to come and to praise God from whom all blessings flow. So, gracious God, come, we pray, and reveal thyself unto us as thou dost not unto the world. May we have those special and those peculiar evidences that we have passed from death to life. And that, Lord, that the heavenly light has shone into our hearts. Lord, like it was in the life of Paul. Lord, that wonderful occasion on that Damascus road. Lord, an occasion which he never forgot. An occasion he could not forget. An occasion he did not want to forget. And so we pray, gracious God, that we may have cause even today to realize that light from heaven shines right into our heart. and does that for us, which we could not do for ourselves. So, Lord, hear us then when we pray for these things. We're thankful, Lord, for the Word of God. Oh, Lord, what a privilege it is that we have thy Word to read and to speak to us. And, Lord, may we ever be seeking and desiring that the Word of God may speak to our hearts. Lord, let it not just be mere words, but Lord, may it be the very Word of God which penetrates and has a gracious and a lasting effect in our hearts. So, Lord, bless those verses we've read together this morning. And Lord, as we read such an account, to realize the amazing faithfulness of our God. And Lord, may we each have cause to remember and to realize and to know the faithfulness of God in our lives, in our spiritual life, perhaps in our natural life. But Lord, may it not just be in our natural life without our spiritual life. Lord, may that be that joining, that linking together, so that we may have true reason to be truly thankful to our God today, with that desire to praise and honour our God. Gracious God, move our hearts today. Lord, sometimes we find we're very stubborn, and Lord, not willing to bow down before our God. We pray, Lord, today, all the hardness, all the barriers, all the stumbling blocks may be removed so that we may truly worship our God. Oh, Lord, we are thankful when we receive that willing spirit to be found saying, not my will, but thine be done. So, Lord, we pray then we may be each found submissive before our God. And, Lord, as we've gathered here this morning to pray, Lord, for our nation, we would continue to pray for our nation. Lord, we're thankful as we look back in history to the amazing favours that our nation has had. Lord, let us not forget the wonderful blessings, the wonderful deliverances, Lord, the outpouring of thy Spirit in a good measure in days past, a true turning unto thee, deliverance from our enemies, the privileged, Lord, of the Word of God, translated for centuries now into our own language. Lord, the blessing that that has been. Lord, for the wonderful occasion, that period in history of that Reformation. We're thankful, Lord, for the work of the Spirit in those Puritan days, and those giants raised up to preach and to record the blessing of God and to enter into the truths that the Word of God contains. And Lord, we've enjoyed these blessings. And Lord, we still enjoy them. But Lord, we recognize our nation has, Lord, departed. Lord, they have said, they are saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. But Lord God, we know that thou art King of kings and Lord of lords. And Lord, if thou shouldest put forth thy hand and touch hearts, Lord, there will be an amazing change. Lord, we know, in answer to that question, is there anything too hard for the Lord? We know, Lord, there is nothing. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And so, Lord, we would plead, O Lord, increase our faith. And do grant, Lord, there may be that true, urgent prayer. We're thankful, Lord, to meet together for prayer to this end, but Lord, we need that prayer day by day, hour by hour, that we may be able, as it were, to besiege the throne of grace. Thou wilt look down and bless us with that effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Oh Lord, for that fervency in prayer in the day and age in which we live. Oh gracious God, hear then when we cry to thee. Lord, our hope is in thee. We have no hope in man. Lord, man is feeble. Man is sinful. But Lord, our hope, our eyes are upon thee. Gracious God, then, encourage us. Speak to us. Give us strength. Give us prayer. Give us prevailing prayer. Lord, help us to heed that gracious exhortation to pray without ceasing. Lord, we know the word of God tells us, I will be inquired of the house of Israel to do these things for them. Oh Lord, help us then to pray for these blessings, not just, Lord, to, as it were, fulfill some duty. Lord, may we know the movement of thy Spirit in all of our hearts, praying urgently for these things. Lord, we need thy Spirit so desperately. Lord, we see, Lord, so much carnality, so much lukewarmness in the things of God. Lord, amongst the people of God. And, oh Lord, we long for better days. We long, Lord, for times when the work of thy Holy Spirit may be so clearly seen and demonstrated. For, Lord, we love to see thy work appearing. We are thankful, Lord, and we would acknowledge there are those occasions still when thy work appears and we desire to thank thee for it. But Lord, help us to pray. Lord, we know we have a God who is great, high, and lifted up. A God who can do great things. Lord, therefore, help us to pray in faith, nothing wavering. For Lord, we realize that which is not of faith is sin. Lord, we mourn our sinful prayers. Lord, our lack of faith. But Lord, help us to come praying in faith. Lord, seeking that in all these things, thy name will be lifted up and honored and glorified. Lord, may that be the object of our desire. And so, Lord, look upon us. Look upon thy people here. As they gather here week by week, Lord, we're thankful for thy favours to them, but Lord, we pray thou wilt do great things. Thou wilt move hearts, Lord. O Lord, bless each soul with the work of thy Holy Spirit. And Lord, may it be evidenced as thou able to come and declare what thou hast done for their souls. O Lord, we know that it is through the foolishness of preaching that thou dost grant the blessing. And so, Lord, through the preaching of the word here, may souls be blessed. And they may come and say, come, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Gracious God, do then move hard hearts. Soften them, Lord, with thy love. Bring them, Lord, to that place where the goodness of the Lord leads to repentance. Lord, we have so much goodness to acknowledge, but Lord, may it move us, oh Lord, to true humble repentance, so that we may desire to follow the Lord, to serve the Lord. Oh gracious God, come we pray. Bless everyone, young and old, Lord, Grant the young people, the children, may be found seeking the Lord while they're young. Lord, do come and guide them, and do grant, Lord, that they may be turned unto thee. Oh, Lord, help them in their school days, in their university days, in their young days at work. Oh, Lord, surround them as a wall of fire to preserve them from much evil. But Lord, may they never be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, may none of us be ashamed of the Saviour. Lord, we look back in our lives. Perhaps even now we have those times when we are ashamed of our lack of confession and our lack of profession. Oh, Lord, help us then to stand firm, not in our strength, but, Lord, remembering those gracious words of the Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Oh, blessed God, may we know the strength of God in our souls. And so as we pray for our nation, we may know better days. The return of thy Holy Spirit, we pray for our Queen and the royal family. Lord, we're thankful for the direction the Queen does speak of from time to time and of her faith in the Lord God. Lord, in this a dark world, in our dark nation, we're thankful, Lord, for that light which she does put forth, and we pray, Lord, it may be the evidence of thy great work in her soul, and Lord, in her old age, she may be more firm for the things of God, and to set before our nation a wonderful evidence of the work of God in her soul, to declare whom she serves and whom she loves. Lord, be gracious, we pray then, to our Queen. And now, Lord, as we gather together to worship today, come, Lord, now, make one with us. Lord, how we need thy Spirit to be manifest in our midst. Do us good. We ask it. We're unworthy, Lord, of the least favour. We'll become pleading for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. Bless us, we pray. Forgive our every sin as we ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 806, the second part. Come, ye backsliding sons of God, for many such there are, who long the path of sin have trod. Come, cast away despair. Return to Jesus Christ, and see there's mercy still for such as we. Hymn 806, the second part.
May God be pleased to bless us together this morning as we consider his word. Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 23, and we'll read verse 14. The book of Joshua, chapter 23, and reading verse 14. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. We take notice of words of dying people. The last words, perhaps, that they're able to speak before they pass out of time. Because surely, when they are the children of God, they desire to speak those things which are very honest and very truthful and are really for the honour and glory of God. And so we hear the words of Joshua speaking to Israel. He was an old man. And he tells us he's going the way of all the earth. And therefore, he wants to speak to them and remind them of the goodness and the faithfulness of God toward them so that they would not forget. As we read, you know, the Old Testament, how wonderful it is that there are those places recorded so that the people of God might be reminded of the things of God. Remember, in Moses' day, when he came down to the time of his death, he was privileged to write all those great truths, and he desires that the children of Israel might remember the words that he has spoken. And he speaks of it in this way: when they lie down, when they get up, when they go out, when they go for a walk, whatever it is, they might remember and speak about the things of God so they may not forget. Because, be sure of this, the devil is concerned that the things of God are not mentioned. They are forgotten. They're pushed aside. And therefore, how good it is if we can remember a statement like this that Joshua is able to declare. And he tells us, and ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Now that was true in the days of Joshua. And my friends, it's equally true today. It's equally true in your life and my life. If we are indeed amongst those who the Lord has called out of nature's darkness into his glorious light, it's true of each one of us. And may we excuse me, look into our hearts. You know, it's good to examine the work of God. It's good to observe his mercy and his favour, and not to deny God's goodness and God's favour and God's mercy. The devil desires us to belittle and to deny the work of God. But how good it is if we're able to come and to be able to say, and we know, as he says, you know, in all our hearts, as we may look into our hearts, as God may give us that grace to deliver us from the evil heart of unbelief. That's what the devil desires to produce. And you know, he's pretty successful. The evil heart of unbelief. To disbelieve the work of God. To disbelieve the truth of God. But what a mercy when the Lord brings us by his grace to come to a position like this, so that we are able to bless God and to know in our hearts, to not deny what God has said, and not deny what he's done. And you know in all your hearts and in all your souls, what is it we are to know? That not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you, all are come to pass. God is faithful. Those things which God speaks, those things which God has spoken, will come to pass. There is no doubt about it. God's word is true. The Lord tells us himself in the 17th of John, thy word is truth. My friends, today we can rely upon the word of God. We can rely upon the promises of God. And to think here, Joshua, in his last hours, as it were, is able to speak in these words such great truths, such positive words, are they not? And as we look back through the accounts of Scripture, how very clear and how very encouraging it is to realize that the words which God speaks come to pass. It may not always come to pass when we think it will. You only have to look in the life of Moses, don't we? See, Moses had been 40 years in Pharaoh's palace. And he thought that at that time, Israel would have understood that he was the person ordained by God to deliver Israel from the power of Egypt. But that wasn't revealed at that time. But it did come to pass 40 years later. Came to pass 40 years later. And we have to recognize that the word of God tells us, your time is always, but my time is not yet. It doesn't alter the fact that it will come to pass. It just means that God has other things to work out before the fulfillment of his promise, before the fulfillment of his word in our lives, in our spiritual life, in our natural life. Sometimes it's short, sometimes it's long. But be sure of this, God's word is true. And be sure of this, as Joshua is able to say, all are come to pass. Everything that God speaks, all his promises that he speaks, they will come to pass. And may that be a strength and an encouragement to us. Perhaps, again, think of Moses' life. Those 40 years in the backside of the desert. How was that promise going to be fulfilled? How were the words that God has spoken to Moses come to pass? No doubt he was tempted to give up. No doubt he was tempted to throw everything overboard. But we mustn't forget that it wasn't only Moses that was being prepared for this great work. The people were being prepared as well. There was God's great plan being fulfilled. We tend to look sometimes at just our own little situation and forget we are only a very, very, very small part of God's great plan. And therefore, we should pray for that grace to wait for his appearing. His time will come. The time came, didn't it, in the lives of God's people, recorded in the Word of God. You can read many occasions, and it came to pass. And it came to pass. Well, it will do so in our lives. As we live on this earth, God's promises will come to pass. And we can think perhaps wonderfully that that promise given to Adam and Eve in that Garden of Eden, after they had sinned so dreadfully, when they turned their back upon God, they listened to the devil. They never deserved to hear the voice of God again, did they? But God came and he promised them the seed of the woman should bruise the serpent's head. And so, after many years, that gracious promise of a Saviour was fulfilled. But there again, in a very different way to what Israel generally expected. God fulfills his purposes in his way, and in the way that God fulfills them, there is no glory to man. The glory is God's. Trace it out in the Word of God, and you'll see what occurred in every case, and that was this: man was brought down that God might be raised up. And it's really set forth in those words of John the Baptist: he must increase, but I must decrease. Man has to become, just like the Apostle Paul, less than the least of all saints. Nothing in ourselves. And that may take a long time. Maybe a short time. Maybe a long time. God knows his time. And my friends, God's time scale is not always your time scale. And God's program is not always your program. But be sure of this: as for God, his way is perfect. Everything is in accordance with God's plan. And that's why the apostle is able to say, from personal experience, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. Everything working together for good. So then, you see, there is the evidence of the fulfillment of such words as this: not one thing hath failed. Not one thing. You may think, well, that seems to have failed. My friends, if it's of God, it won't fail. There may be those things which do fail, which are not of God. If you need to examine if it's going to fail or not, just look at it in this way. If you are going to have any pat on the back for something being fulfilled, you can reckon it will fail. But you see, when God's name is to be honoured and glorified, when you and I are brought down to nothing, then we can expect God to bless. Then we can expect God to fulfil his promise. Because then, you see, it's his word to our soul when his name will be lifted up and exalted. How we need to learn that lesson, don't we? How hard it is to learn that lesson. To come down in the estimation of our own selves. Yes, well, bless God. If his work is such that he's moving in our hearts so that we look forward to be able to confirm the fulfillment of God's word. You see, not one thing has failed. There were those times, weren't there, of difficulty in Israel's time of when Joshua was leading them. Or there were those times of great testing. But no doubt it appeared God's promise had failed. Remember, soon after they'd conquered Jericho, and they went up to Ai, and the Lord wasn't with them. Why? Because there was that evil thing which had been done. That man had hidden the forbidden thing in his tent. He'd hidden it. He thought it wasn't known. My friends, God knows. My friends, it's a terrible thing if we're found walking contrary to God and, as it were, hiding some forbidden thing in our tent. And you know, the blessing of God might appear to be frustrated. We need, don't we, to examine ourselves to see that we've taken the forbidden thing and hidden it in our tent. And therefore, the blessing of God's not appearing. My friends, God knew what had happened. Joshua didn't know. He was devastated what had happened. He fell down before God and God told him to get up. There's a problem. My friends, that problem had to be rooted out. That problem had to be rooted out. My friends, what a blessing it is when such situations under the influence of God are rooted out. A solemn ending, wasn't there, to that household? Oh, my friends, they all died. They all perish in their sin. Oh, my friends, let us not be found, what was it? Disobeying God. Disobeying God. God had given the clear direction. What they were to do when they were conquering Jericho, they were not to take of the forbidden things. My friends, today God is the same, you know. He hasn't changed. You and I have to deal with that same great God today. And my friends, we are to hear God's word. We are to bow down before God and do his bidding, do his will. Well, God's purposes will be fulfilled. What a solemn and terrible thing it would be if you and I are struck out because of the forbidden thing. Well, these things are there, you know, for a warning to us. We're not to just read them as an interesting account. We're to apply them to our own hearts. But nonetheless, bless God, to realize that if our hope, if our confidence is in God, we can be sure there will be a deliverance and there will be a fulfillment of his word, so that these things will indeed come to pass. You know, there was that occasion in David's life when David was living in that town of Ziklag. You may remember that he went to fight the enemy, and when he came back, he found the enemy had come in, and the enemy had spoiled Ziklag, and everything had been taken. All the women, all their goods had all been taken. And David was greatly distressed. And we might think, well, why was that? Well, I believe if you and I have come into the situation, we felt we've been doing God's will. There's no doubt David was here. And this had come upon him. And he was greatly distressed. Well, what did David do? What did David do? He encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And my friends, that's a sure evidence of the grace of God in the heart. When, although things appear to have gone wrong, we have to come and to encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. And what did David do? Did he sit down? Did he do nothing? No. He inquired of the Lord. He prayed unto God. And what did he say? Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And what did God say? Pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them, excuse me, and without fail recover all. Well, that was a word, wasn't it? That was a word to encourage him again, wasn't it? David had sought the Lord. Here was his situation which had developed so distressing. Pursue, says God. And so David went, and David pursued. You know, and as you and I can read on farther down on this account, we find that David did pursue, and we read, and David recovered all that the Lord, that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two sons, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. What do we learn from that? God is faithful. God is faithful. How wonderful, isn't it, to know that we have such a faithful God. Such a God who is so gracious to us. Jeremiah was a man of God, wasn't he? Jeremiah didn't have an easy life, did he? He had a very, very difficult life. A very, very difficult life. But in Lamentations, he gives us a little insight into his spiritual life when he pours out his heart before God and tells the Lord everything about him. He says, I am the man that has seen affliction. By the rod of his wrath he has led me and brought me into darkness and not into light. And he concluded, or at least he appeared to almost conclude, surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. But that wasn't so, my friends. God was with him. It just appeared that way. And as he comes down in his third chapter in the Lamentations, verse 22, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Now you see, the Lord leads us in a path that brings us to recognize the compassion, the mercy, and the love of God to such unworthy sinners. We have to come and to declare for his honor and glory, great is thy faithfulness. Well, can we say that this morning? As we're here before God to recollect and be able to come and testify, yes, great is thy faithfulness. And I pray for that faith to believe these words before us this morning. Not one thing hath failed of all the good things the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Not one thing, not one jot, not one small thing will fail. Yes, it's one of those all things. Remember, it's our spiritual life which is the vital thing. Our natural life may find that things work in an opposite way as we might view them. But my friends, they're working for God's children. They're working together for our spiritual good. So that we're able to see God's wonderful favour and God's wonderful evidence toward us in his love to our soul. How humbling that is, to realise that God is dealing with us as sons and daughters of the Most High God. We're not being left to just go our own way. We may want to sometimes. My friends, bless God if he's put a hedge around you. You might not like it. You may wish it wasn't there, but you'll bless God for it. Bless God for it, that he hasn't left you. And you know, Paul the Apostle, it's a wonderful life we have, don't we, of the Apostle Paul. We can read of how God so wonderfully blessed him. And yet so many times of opposition, dear old Paul had to pass through, didn't he? But you see, it was all working together for his good. And when he writes to the Philippians, he writes this. He says, being confident of this very thing, the apostle, my friends, had confidence in his God. And my friends, may you and I today have confidence in not ourselves, confidence in our God. So says the apostle, being confident of this very thing. Now he's going to speak of something very important. That he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. The Lord, therefore, has begun a work in your soul. He won't leave it. It won't fail. Because, my friends, it's his work. And, my friends, there are no failures with God. Everything comes to pass. And so the apostle is able to speak confidently in these words. This very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So, if you're tempted, that which you hoped God had given you, you're now doubting. You're on devil's ground. That's just what the devil wants. Remember when Christ himself was baptized and led up into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, how did he respond? He answered the devil with scripture. He didn't reason him any other way. And that's, my friends, our example. And so perhaps today the devil's tempting you and say, well, that would never come to pass. In actual fact, it wasn't my work. Point him to this verse and tell him that God says, that which he hath begun, a good work in you, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Cast not away your little hope. And don't forget what we're told. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the treasures of many wicked. My friends, it's not the quantity, it's the quality. But there will be something. There will be an evidence of God's great and glorious work. My friends, what does the word tell us? Hold fast that which is good. And that which God has given is good. Hold it fast. Plead his promises. So here we have this great truth. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. So true it was, wasn't it? Joshua was able to speak from a personal experience. My friends, God's people are able to speak from a personal experience. Excuse me. It's not other people's experience. It's their experience. It's that which God has given them. God has given them. What a wonderful thing it is it not, to know that God works still today. And my friends, God gives us things to wait and to watch for, doesn't he? Gives us things so that we pray about them. Not to just go on aimlessly in this life, a Christian's life. Be assured of this, it's spoken of so clearly. It is through much tribulation that we shall enter the kingdom. But be of good joy, I have overcome the world. Yes, my friends, life won't be easy. But it's a good prospect ahead. It's a place of glory his people are going to. And this life, remember, is a preparation for that glory. And that preparation, therefore, is to bring us to acknowledge God's goodness and God's favour. You know, some people are able to speak much on the things of God. But my friends, all of God's people are able to speak something of the things of God. Are able to come and to declare, and my friends, all of God's people will have to come to that time before they stand before God to acknowledge the truth of these words and be able to say these words for his honour and glory. Not one thing has failed. Not one thing. Of all the good things, and my friend said, Lord only brings good things. People may bring bad things, you can cast those out. My friends, the Lord only brings good things. Good things for our souls, eternal good. And know that we might have a right view of the value of our soul and the importance it is to realize that God is leading us and directing us for the benefit of our soul, so that we might, through his grace, through his love, through his mercy, one day be found with him in glory. Not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. And remember, here Joshua is speaking, isn't he? Some 500 years, or near anyway, from when the Lord spoke to Abraham. Many years ago, the Lord promised Abraham that they would go in and possess the land of Canaan. A long time, wasn't it? Many things had to occur, didn't they? Many things had to be worked out. Many enemies had to be overcome. But the word of God was fulfilled. It was very tried, wasn't it? It was very tested. Trace back Israel's life right back to Abraham. How it was, wasn't it? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Remember Jacob? All these things were against me. No, they weren't. Israel in Egypt all those years. Moses prepared to bring Israel out of Egypt. Those wonderful miracles that were performed, culminating in that glorious scene of the Passover. All through the wilderness, through the Red Sea, across Jordan, into Canaan, the enemy defeated. My friends, God's great and glorious promises were fulfilled. And so today, may we be encouraged in our life. Things may be difficult. Things will be difficult. But my friends, let us not have confidence in ourselves. Let us have confidence in God's word. And rejoice today that such words were recorded by Joshua so many years ago, so that you and I might be encouraged to hold on our way, put our trust in our God and not in ourselves. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £715, and on Monday for our Needy Cases Fund, £835, for both of which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Hyde will address the Sunday School this afternoon. And tomorrow evening, Mr. Robert Field will give an address at our prayer meeting, and there will be a church meeting afterwards. And Mr. Pont is expected to preach on Friday evening, and Mr. Burgess next Lord's Day. And again next Lord's Day, there'll be a prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock. Let us close with hymn 762. How soft the words my Saviour speaks, how kind the promises he makes. A bruised reed he never breaks, nor will he quench the smoking flax. Hymn 762.
now by the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and the love of God our Father, and the fellowship and communion of the Eternal Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.